When the publishers Penguin and Random House merged, it called itself the world's first truly global book publishing company. Sounds powerful. But it turns out it just took an 84-year-old Indian man named Dinonath Batra to turn Penguin into a chicken, of the Chicken Little variety, and without much of a fight. Penguin India agreed to withdraw and pulp all copies of University of Chicago professor Wendy Doniger's book, The Hindus, An Alternative History, because Mr. Batra decided it was a little too alternative. He complained to the television channel NDTV, Wendy Doniger's obsessed about sex.
You have accused the author of being hungry of sex.
Yes, because she herself says, वो खुद ही कहते हैं कि मैंने मुझे सेक्स के अतिरिक्त और कुछ लिखना ही नहीं है.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Now, Wendy Doniger is both reputed and controversial. Some Hindus believe she's a little too intent in exoticizing and eroticizing their faith, focusing too much on what they say are fringe interpretations. When I had interviewed Professor Doniger in 2009 on the program Your Call, when the Hindus first came out, Suhag Shukla of the Hindu American Foundation took her on.
I think that till present, it's been Hindus speaking and not being heard, and academics speaking and not being heard. And so you have a conversation that goes past one another. And I think that this is very important to bring in not only an objective perspective to Hinduism, but also a subjective perspective. But also going back to kind of...
Then you believe that only a Hindu should write about Hinduism?
No, I have not said that. But there's definitely a need for someone even outside the tradition to try to get inside the mind of a person who's within.
But a debate about scholarship is one thing. Pulping a book is quite another. Columnist Salil Tripathi told NDTV that a famous Indian columnist once said, if we didn't want to offend anyone, we'd soon run out of things to talk about.
We'll have only two topics to talk about, cricket and mangoes. It's an infantilization of India, treating everyone like kindergarten children, that you can't read this, you can't read that, because I don't like it.
Now, India is no stranger to book bans, but in this case, the government didn't even ban anything. Penguin agreed to pulp the books in an act of preemptive surrender. Tripathi told NDTV, Penguin owes some answers.
Penguin owes an answer to the Indian reading public. Penguin owes an answer to its own authors. It owes an answer to its own readers. And it owes an answer to prospective authors.
Penguin's answer is, India's penal code is the problem. In the name of preserving communal harmony, it's so vague about what might cause offense to any religious group, Penguin decided not to get into the fight at all. Journalist Richard Joshi says, since the satanic verses, it's become an offense epidemic.
Everybody now picks up this business of being offended, the Hindu right wing in this country especially, where suddenly it's like you're protesting about a book, you're protesting about a film, you're protesting about, you know, a historical treatise on Shivaji. You can walk into an academic's office and ransack it because what? Why? Because we are offended. And that is something that is used as an instrument for furthering an agenda of capturing political power.
But it's worth remembering Mr. Batra didn't burn books, picket Penguin, or threaten Professor Doniger. He followed the law and won. Angry Indians are all sharing links to sites from where they can download the book now. That virtual revolution might feel good, but it doesn't mean much for the long-term health of freedom of expression. That revolution will not be downloaded. And Mr. Batra is already busy figuring out which book to go after next. Incidentally, the same week that marked the disappearance of Wendy Doniger's book also marked 25 years of the fatwa on Salman Rushdie. Ayatollah Khomeini might not be unhappy about that coincidence.
Khomeini is dead, but that fatwa is alive and well.
This is Sandeep Roy for KALW in Kolkata.